Welcome to the Unique Mums Podcast. My name's Anna, and I'm a wife, mum, author, blogger, and Jesus follower, bringing you biblical truth, devotions, and encouragement so you can find joy, purpose, and hope as you navigate through motherhood, one cold cup of coffee at a time. You can find the episode show notes, free devotions, and a lot more information at uniquemums.co.uk. Hello, Mum. Welcome back to Unique Mums Podcast. And we're back with our subject, which is slow living, which is a really nice topic. I'm really enjoying sharing these podcast episodes with you about slow living, both in the interviews that I've been doing, and today I have another interview for you, as well as my research into it. And yes, it's been a real blessing. And today's episode is actually an interview with a friend of mine. Her name is Bella Easterbrook, and she is a wife, a mum, and she describes herself as a tea drinker. She actually has a blog and podcast called Over the Teacups, and she lives in Sydney, Australia, so it's lovely to hear her Australian accent. She lives with her husband and her three little boys. And she has a blog and podcast which revolve more around theology. But today in our conversation, we did talk, obviously we always have the part of theology because as Christians we study the Bible, we study about God and his design for us, so that's always a part of it. But in this episode we're talking about the practicalities of being mums and living more intentionally and slowly. And as a quick heads up, we do talk a little bit about social media and how distracting it can be at times. And so, yes, it's a really interesting interview. And yes, so grab yourself a cup of tea or a cup of coffee if you prefer and listen to this really great conversation. So hello, Bella. Welcome to the Unique Mums Podcast. I'm happy to have you here today and to ask you a few questions about slow living.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me on.
Yes, I'm really excited to talk to you because I love talking to people about how their mums, how they cope with, being mums and being sometimes with other work as well and Christians. And here on the podcast, actually, I've been talking a little bit about how Jesus lived in a very intentional way. Like he made time for people and he was very intentional in the way he lived, and that's very kind of countercultural in the West. Like the world is more about being driven and like rush and hustle and different things. And so, yes, as mums, how can we become more like Jesus in the way that we raise our children? And so I wanted to ask you a few questions, but starting off with this one. So you're a wife and mum, as well as a Christian podcaster and blogger. So starting off talking about this, can you tell us about your testimony as a Christian? When did you come to know Jesus as your saviour?
Yeah, so I grew up in a Christian family. Both my mum and dad were involved in the church. I always believed that Jesus existed. I think growing up, I went to church, I'd read the Bible sometimes, but it didn't really shape my life very much. I would have called myself a Christian, but, you know, I had a lot of friends who were of other religions, and I thought, well, you know, as long as we're all just doing our best and trying to live a good life, you know, that's enough. But it was in my final year of school, and it was an Easter Sunday service, actually, and I heard a sermon about, you know, how being a Christian isn't just something that you say, it's about actually following Jesus. And I realized that I wasn't doing it, and that was a very convicting moment. And I realized then that I wanted to, like I actually wanted to not just say that I was a Christian, but actually live that out. And that was the start. And it's been around 20 years now since that moment. And 20 years that I've been living with Jesus as Lord, and it's still, it's always growing, always a learning process, like learning to follow him more and more.
Yes, it's really good. Yeah, I love hearing people's testimonies. And some people that I asked for their testimony, they'll say like they became Christians, like they weren't from Christian families, but they became Christians later. Others like you and me, I suppose it's more this thing of growing up in a Christian home, but then that moment where we really realize what the Christian faith is about. So my testimony is kind of similar in that sense, like really understanding, in my case it was more actually understanding the gospel, not just as a child I thought of, well, Jesus died on the cross for my sins. It was kind of that very simple, which was a start, but like the understanding of what the gospel actually meant for me was a process. It took a long time. But yes, I was also in a Christian family. And I suppose that seed of God's word was there from the beginning. So that's always really good. But we all need to get to this stage of really understanding the faith and applying it for ourselves, like you said, about actually following Jesus, not just, I go to church on Sunday, whatever.
And I guess it's also thinking about us when we have our own kids and we're at the stage where we're planting those seeds. We're talking about Jesus. And for my ones, like they're very young, so it's hard to know exactly what they understand, but hopefully now I can be, planting those seeds. And then as they grow up, hopefully it becomes a mature living faith as they grow older.
Yes, yes, yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's something that as they grow and maybe apply to their lives. And actually, this is interesting because we're talking a bit about motherhood. But in terms of you being a mum, how would you say, in what way are you intentional in spending time with God as a Christian? And how does that actually relate to motherhood?
Yeah, so I think for me, one of the big things that I've found is really important is beginning the day with God. So for me, that looks like actually taking the time to read my Bible. Like I used to spend my mornings, scrolling on Instagram, and that was the first thing I'd do while I was having my breakfast. But then recently I've been convicted to actually take that time to read the Bible instead. And at the moment I've been going through the book of Romans. So just reading a little bit and thinking about it, what it means, writing like a few little sentences of my reflections. And I think starting the day in God's word has been really helpful. And praying for each of my family members, for my boys, for my husband, praying for each of them. And also praying for myself for the day, like praying that God will give me strength for that day, the strength that I need. And so all of these things, like taking the time to spend with God first, like this is something that I've only started really doing intentionally recently. So, it's still something I'm learning to do consistently, but like I found it really helpful. Like, because I think if we're going to be, mums that are gentle and patient and gracious and all those things that we want to be for our kids, we can't do it in our own strength. So, if we want to do these things, we have to be connected into God. And now, I think I know, like when I rush ahead and I forget to do these things or I get distracted and I go through the day and like I'm just getting cranky or impatient or stressed and I realize that I'm not connected into God. And I guess you might sort of think, the idea, we have this idea of, the Christian quiet time and it's all, this beautiful decorative, the candle and the nice cup of tea and the beautiful notebook and Bible, and you've got all this time to, journal. And usually, in the morning, my six-month-old son is already awake, so he's with me, and sometimes my other two are there as well. So it's not about, having this perfect, peaceful, quiet time. It's about just opening the Bible, even if it's, noisy or busy already, a bit chaotic. It's about opening the Bible and hearing from God. And then, speaking to him, connecting with him and, asking him to give you that strength for the day, asking him to help you be gentle and patient and, hardworking to do the things that you need to do throughout the day. I think also, like, spending time with God in the morning, but then also continuing to spend time with him. And they're listening to worship music throughout the day, listening to Christian podcasts, and yeah, like just sort of having that time praying, little things that come up throughout the day. This is something that I'm, you know, learning to do more and more. Like when something comes up, instead of, you know, stressing about it, or instead of just trying to distract myself with social media or whatever it is, you know, going to God and praying for it instead.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, I agree with this area of, well, I agree with, I can relate to, I should say, this thing of starting the day off with God. And similar to you, when I was, especially when my children were little, that was very difficult to do, especially because they were around, of course, in the early morning. But even when they weren't, sometimes I felt just so tired. But it's interesting how the very things that are good for us, sometimes they're the hardest to do. Like, it's so much easier just to get your phone out and, like, as you said, just go on social media or check your emails or whatever. And actually the thing that's going to help you the most is actually spending time with God and reading his words. That's going to edify you. That's going to strengthen you. And yet, obviously, in motherhood, we know it's hard at times when we're tired or our kids are around. But yeah, we just, as you said, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us as well in that process, and to be showing us as well how we can have that intentional time with God, how we can kind of get away and have a time listening to him and reading the words. Yeah, it's going to be different, I suppose, for different people as well, how what that actually looks like in practice.
And sometimes it might not be that you have heaps of time in the morning to do a huge study. It might be just you can read a devotional for a few minutes and really connect in that, and save your inbox time for like later in the day or another time where it's better.
Yes, exactly. That's one of the reasons that I created the first few seasons here on the Unique Mums podcast were actually devotions, because I was thinking specifically of mums who might struggle with like actually sitting down and reading like a devotional book, although that's good as well, and especially reading the Bible, all of those things are good, but there could be days where it's really hard. And so maybe even just listening to something like the Bible verse and a short devotion, it's better than not having kind of any input at all. So
So
having like the audio, having, but then as you said, like even if it's at night or at lunchtime when the children are having a nap, then having a longer time of like quiet and reading, obviously that's really good.
Yeah. And I think I find change like different seasons of my life, like when I can actually fit in that like really intentional time with God. Like sometimes the mornings work best, but other times, you know, it's worked better in the evenings or like during nap times. And yeah, like the time itself doesn't really matter so much. It's the fact that we are actually seeking to connect with God. And
Yes.
Not like a magic formula that, you know, if we do this thing, then everything will go smoothly. You know, if it's not, you know, we read the Bible and then our day will be perfect. But I think it's, you know, when those difficult times do come, you know, if we're connected with God and we've, you know, prayed for his Spirit to guide us, and we're, you know, we're thinking about, you know, what does God value? You know, we're reacting to these things in a way that's more gracious and more patient, because, you know, we can, yeah, we can do things in a way that honors God rather than, you know, from our own strength.
Yes, that's it. So, it's an interesting kind of thing that in the word, actually, it doesn't, although we see Jesus's example where he went to the desolate places to pray and be alone with God. Like you say, there's no kind of formula, like you have to do it this way. It has to be as soon as you get up in the morning or whatever. It's going to look different in different seasons. Yeah. And your blog and podcast are specifically more about theology. What do you believe is the theology behind slow and intentional living?
Okay. So the first thing that comes to mind is the story of Mary and Martha. So we find that in Luke chapter 10. So we have, you know, Martha is running around. Jesus is coming to visit them, and you know, Martha's running around trying to get everything ready, and Mary is just sitting at Jesus' feet, and she's just enjoying listening to him. And, you know, Martha gets really angry and she says, you know, why is Mary just sitting here doing nothing? And Jesus tells them that Mary has chosen the better way. And I think here we have, you know, the principle of slowing down and just spending time with Jesus. And she was delighting to be in his presence. And I guess there's always so many different things that we could be doing. And some of them, you know, they are good things. But first of all, you know, before we get anything else done, we have to be with Jesus. You know, we have to spend that time with God. And I think it comes, you know, first that we are, you know, it's a relationship saved by grace. You know, we're not doing things in our own efforts. We're not striving to achieve. So that takes a lot of the pressure off. You know, we don't have to be this perfect person that's achieving all the things. We can slow down and we can rest, even when, you know, we might see so many other things that could be done. You know, it's not about how well we do things or how we can juggle, you know, the keeping the house, looking after the kids, you know, working outside the home, all the things that we might have in our lives. So it's not about how well we can juggle all those things. You know, first it's about us coming to God and, yeah, delighting in him. And he is, you know, the most important thing in our life, and, you know, spending time with him first.
Yeah, I agree. Yes, that's like the foundation. Yeah. And it's interesting that you related it to that story of Mary and Martha. Yeah, obviously, one thing that I actually wrote about a little bit about that story in my first book, Unique, but I was thinking about that thing that it's not like one way is like working is wrong or sitting at or resting is wrong. Both of them are important, but it's more about this thing of your focus and your motivation. Of, as you said, if we slow down enough to listen to what God is saying, and then letting that impact us in the way we then live and serve other people. Yes, it's more like about the foundation. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not like we, you know, just have to sit around and do nothing, only read our Bibles and never do anything else. You know, we're still called to be hardworking and still called to care for our family and for our home. But I guess it's, you know, we're coming to those things from a place of rest, you know, knowing that we are saved. You know, we're not doing it to earn our salvation or, you know, earn favor in God's eyes. We're doing it his strength, you know, doing it to honor him, you know, not to honor ourselves or put ourselves up on that pedestal.
Yes, that's good. Yeah, because it can actually, one thing I did an episode about this the other day about the Sabbath rest, which is something that not all Christians practice, but we started doing it actually as a family recently. But one of the things that we actually has come maybe to the forefront of my mind about it is just a time to remember that God is in control and he's the one who's building his kingdom. And so it's not, obviously he chooses to use us in his kingdom, but he's not dependent on us. So because he's sovereign. And so it's just remembering that, as you were saying, and when we slow down each day to spend time with God, I guess that's what we're doing as well. We're recognizing that he's the one in control and that we're just completely dependent on him. And so, yes, obviously he wants to use us and he does use us, but we need this foundation that we need to go to him first and get strength from him. And yeah, so it's a similar kind of thing.
Yeah. And I guess as we're spending more time with God, like we're like learning more about him and I guess learning more about like what he values. So like our values and the things that we place as priorities in our life, you know, they're shaped by God. So we've got things like, you know, caring for our family and, you know, for our children, for our husband, connecting with other people, you know, showing hospitality, sharing the gospel, all those sort of things. You know, hopefully, you know, as we're spending more time with God, you know, we're making choices in our lives that, you know, how can we be living, you know, our daily life to actually support these things, you know, that God values. Yeah, and it's hard to balance all of those things sometimes. So I guess it's also having that discernment of, you know, what God wants for you, because there's so many different good things. could be done, but it's then also, know, what does God want me to be doing in my context, right at this moment?
Yes, that's true. Yeah, because it's very easy within kind of Christian culture to think, well, you know, this is a good thing, I better just do it. And like you say, some things could be good, but they're not right for you in your season, or even in general, it might not be the right thing for you and your family. So yes, that discernment. Yeah. And obviously, if we want to live more slowly and intentionally, we are going to have to kind of have this discernment so we know what God wants us to do and live with that focus, and what he wants to us to let go of. Or some things, unfortunately, in our human nature, we'll just do because we're trying to please other people, or try to live out someone else's calling instead of our own. So yes, it's like you say, you need that discernment.
Yeah, and I think that's where it comes back to grace as well. Like, it always comes back to being saved by grace, that whatever it is that we're called to do or to put aside, like, that's not going to affect our salvation. Now, we come from that place of grace, and then we can, listen to what God wants us to do from that place.
Yes, yes, that's really good. Yes, it helps us not to live under the guilt.
What other people are doing, and how, for one example, like, I know other people take their kids to lots of different activities, like swimming and music and all of those sort of things. And we take our kids, they go to one activity, but we don't do all the different sort of things. And even looking at that and seeing, oh, my kid's missing out. But then God has not called us to do those things. So then it's just being at peace with, well, this is what he's called us to do. And that's good for those other families. So then it's, like, we don't have to feel shame for, like, the way that God has called us to raise our kids.
Yes, exactly. Yes, actually, it's very similar with us, and our kids are a bit older, but at the moment they only go to swimming lessons. That's like the only activity that they do, and it does feel a bit like that. Some parents even find it a bit strange, like, don't they do more activities, don't they do more things? But yes, they need to do what God wants us to do at the end of the day, and not conform to the culture just because. But obviously, if God calls us to do a certain thing, that's different, but not just do it just to copy what other people are doing.
Yeah.
And do you have any testimonies about times that God showed you to slow down and live more intentionally?
Yeah, so I'm thinking last year, like the beginning of last year, I had all these hopes for the year. Like, I was set up to lead a Bible study at church. I was working 2 days a week. I was going to start the podcast for my blog. I had two kids at that time, and I think I was going to do all these activities for them. It's going to be all these things planned out, and then I found out that I was pregnant. And we were thinking that that was something that we wanted, but that just threw all my plans in the air. It was a difficult first trimester. I had bad morning sickness, and really it just forced me to slow down. And God was taking a lot of those things that I had planned for the year. He had taken them away. So I stopped leading a Bible study. I still went along, but I wasn't in that leading capacity. And I had to take time off work because my morning sickness was so bad. I was limited in what I could do, like with looking after my boys. So in this time, like, it was, I guess, pressing into God for strength and spending time in his word. Like, I read a lot of the Psalms in that time, and that was really helpful. And yeah, I guess, sometimes God takes us through those seasons to remember, like, to remind us that it's not in our own strength. And I remember, when my youngest was born, like, later that year, that was another time of just setting all those things aside and not being able to achieve as much. And sometimes that's okay. Like, I think God, reminds us that it's never been about our own strength to begin with. Like, it's always been about what he's calling us to do and what he's equipping us. So sometimes he does, when we've got too much on our plate, he does actually, make us, go through those seasons where we have to put some things aside and just press back into him and lean into his strength.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, it's happened to me as well in different seasons, but it's interesting how it's sometimes it has to be like something that almost comes to interrupt us, like in your case, a pregnancy, like God just showing that now's the time actually to slow down. And yes, and God's maybe taking us through these times where he just wants us to focus more on his word and spending time with him and not trying to be doing all these different things. And I know in my life, God has been speaking to me about that as well. Like in different times of my life, when I start feeling overwhelmed or whatever, usually it's because there are too many things that I'm trying to either, sometimes it's just obviously my own thing of wanting to control things rather than trusting more in God. But then other times it really is just like trying to do too much. And yeah, and then God challenges me like, you're just trying to do too much. And as you say, it just reminds us that, yeah, God is in control and it's not about us. So that's important.
Yeah. But it is, it's such a relief, I think, to know that it isn't about all about us. It isn't about how well we can balance everything in our lives. It's about God and about giving him glory and his strength and his grace.
That's right. Yeah. So that we have the right motivations. It's not about us. Yeah. And especially nowadays, I think with social media specifically, I think we tend to want to like show people like what we're doing and look, I'm doing this or I'm doing that. And it can become a bit, it's not always, but it can become this thing of like glorifying ourselves and look at me, look at what I'm doing. And so doing sometimes this thing of slowing down is also, I think, God's way of showing us, as you were saying, that it's about him. And sometimes we need to become maybe more invisible, almost like not be showing people what we're up to or what's happening, because at the end of the day, we're just spending more time with God and letting him change us, and even working in a way that maybe isn't always visible, but it's still important because God sees what's happening. Yeah, so there's that side of things as well.
Yeah, and I guess with social media, it has been that, like, you can just show everyone else, you know, you can take pictures of your quiet time in your Bible study. And, you know, I love seeing on Instagram people have pictures of their Bibles with their notes and things that they've been, you know, God's been speaking. I love seeing those sort of things. But, sometimes it's just, you know, they've got their beautifully set out Bible study. And, yeah, sometimes you wonder, is this just for the show, or is it actually for, you know, if you didn't have it up on social media, like it would still be.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, with social media, it can depend a lot, like what are our motivations or what's actually happening? Yeah. Is this really like a real portrayal of something that's real in our lives, or is it something that we're just trying to show off? Yeah, so there is that. And, yeah, it all goes back to motivation. Is it to glorify God or is it to glorify ourselves? But I think one thing I've been thinking about is also this importance, and this is one of the things about living more slowly as well, is the importance of the actual face-to-face community with people like the church and people we know. Because sometimes we can kind of, the way that we see things and even our mindsets can be a bit all related to what we see on social media. Even the way we see people that we know, but actually seeing people face to face, actually seeing what people are like, that's important. So social media can give us maybe a bit of an idea, but it can't really give us like the total vision of what someone is like and how they live. So I think with slow living, it's a lot of times when you read about it, even people who talk about slow living in a more secular way, so they're not Christians, but they do mention this idea as well of, you know, being more present with the people you're with and not being too caught up with your phone and with the virtual life and all that. And so that is, I think, a side that's important for us as Christians to use it as a tool. In some cases, it depends on the person, of course, but just not letting our whole lives revolve around it as well.
Especially as mums, I think, as well, like to be present with our kids instead of just scrolling all the time, and then they see it as well. And then that's what sort of habits do we want to be encouraging in them? But then we actually have to be practicing that as well. We want them to not be obsessed with their screens. Like, we have to be modeling that as well and being present with them and with other people. And it's a challenge.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Actually, I did something recently about that, which was that I actually took off social media from my phone because at one point it was distracting me quite a bit, specifically Instagram. I don't know why specifically Instagram, but I was finding it very distracting. And so I just took it off my phone and I just used the desktop version. And then I download it now and then. If there's something specific that doesn't work on the desktop version now and then, I just download it, do the thing, and then take it off again. But yes, it's this thing of, as you said, like, as a mum, you want your children to know what it is to really live, not to be like consumed with a digital life, but giving people attention, looking at them in their eyes, not being always distracted. And it's important for them so they know that we love them. It's important for them to see us doing that with others as well. So yeah, there's a lot we could talk about in relation to that. But I have one last question, which is, tell us a bit about your blog and podcast. Why do you create Christian content for others?
Yeah, so my blog is Over the Teacups. So I've got Instagram, I'm on quite a bit. I've got my blog where I share more like longer form articles. I've got the podcast, which is sort of connected into those articles as well. And yeah, I think the focus of that is mainly about the Bible and about theology. And particularly, I love talking about how Jesus is reflected in the Old Testament. So a lot of my writing sort of connects into that kind of thing. And yeah, first of all, like, I create this content because I love to write. Like, I think this is a passion that God has given me. And like, I think if I'm going to write and I'm going to fulfill this passion, like, what better thing is there to write about than God and about who he is? And like, for me, like, when I'm researching and, you know, writing these things, that's a form of worship. Like, that's how I can worship God and connect with him, like, by learning about who he is and like putting that to pen and paper, like writing, you know, just about how amazing he is. And yeah, so I hope then, you know, that I can share that with other people. Like, I hope that that love for him that I have, you know, that can encourage other women to know God more and to love him more. Because I think, you know, as we do, like, we get to know who God is, you know, through the Bible. We learn who he is and what he's done for us. Like, I think it's actually really relevant for our lives. It's not something that is separate. Like, we've got theology over here, we've got real life over here in another section. It's actually integrated. Like, as we learn more about who God is, that shapes the way that we see ourselves. It shapes the way we act towards other people, how we just live our daily lives, how we work, how we love our kids. You know, it's all connected with knowing who God is and knowing, you know, what the Bible says about everything in our lives.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's very similar with me that I love writing, and similar to you, I just feel like just pointing people to God. And it's such, like, it's the essence of our lives. Like, it doesn't make sense for me just to write general things. It has to be somehow focused on God. Like, one day I would like to write fiction, but if I do, I would like it to be always pointing to God and always pointing to the gospel. And as you say, it affects just the way we live. And yeah, it's working in God's kingdom. It's one of the ways we can do that is through our writing and podcasting as well. And so anyway, I'm going to link your blog and your podcast on the show notes. But thank you so much for coming today and for having this conversation. It was really a blessing. So I hope you enjoyed it as well.
Thank you for inviting me on. It was lovely to talk.
Yes, thank you.